The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What was the drama with your drama? If you grew up in theater, like you were one of those theater kids, there's always something going on, right?
Hark! The rain outside balcony window.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, Hayden, my older daughter is a theater kid and she's a freshman now in high school. So she just finished her first play in high school. I mean, she had a very tiny, tiny part. She didn't even have a speaking line, but she had so much fun. But there's always drama, right?
Those were the days, though.
Half the cast got COVID. Half the cast got COVID. I was like, now what? But they managed to pull it off and did a great show. But right now we're having an issue because next they have improv and I love that her school offers improv, and we're having a problem because, like, I was like, can you ask the lady in charge if I could, like, come?
You want to come in?
I want to
do guest work.
I want to teach.
Seriously. No, I don't want to teach. I want to do it with them.
Yeah. You're too close to it. They're going to say no.
You're a grown-up. It's a high school production. They have no need for you there.
She's
like, I want to do it with them. What are you talking about?
This is what I'm saying. Like, this teacher is gonna feel protective. You do what you do for a living. We do this. And she's going to be like, no, that girl's not going to come in here and try to show me up.
Honestly, I would be happy to sit in that crowd and, like, just sit in the theater during rehearsals. And just watch.
That's lies.
Get out of here. What? It's a class. Go home, lady.
Also, you would want to interject. I know you would be jumping out of your seat.
I'm thinking about taking an adult class because that's been a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
I miss it.
Well,
it's okay
to miss it. I mean, I just think it's a different thing when you're like, put me in your play.
I don't need to be in it. I just want to practice with them.
I mean, what would be the point of that? It's not football drills.
Moving on. Drama with your drama. 1-800-330-9999. You can call now. We want to know, like, what drama did you have when you were in drama? John and Sean, you guys were both in drama, too?
Oh, yeah. My senior superlative was class actor.
Oh, yeah?
I was in all the drama.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah,
what was the craziest thing that happened?
I mean, the most memorable one was, it was sophomore year. It was, like, my first leading role in the school play. And it was me, and my best friend was in it, and my best friend's girlfriend got cast as my wife in the play.
Here we go.
And you know what John did.
Yeah.
And we all know what John did.
No, well, and there was a kiss.
Yeah.
In there. And it was my first on stage kiss. I'd never kissed someone on stage before.
So they practiced for 3 months without his friend knowing. And so this was a problem.
It was bad. There was some tension going on. Now listen,
everybody
remained friends and they broke up eventually. I'm not going to tell you they're like married 30 years now and like with children, but it had nothing to do with me.
No,
everybody remained friends.
It was a lot, though.
How long until you dated her after they broke up?
I never went out with Julie. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Until right now when he called her out. It's like, Julie, you available? What's up?
Heard you're not married.
Hope she doesn't live in this state anymore.
I'm sorry, you're not married.
Yeah. Sean, you did drama too?
Yeah.
What happened with drama or your drama?
So I'll be honest with you. Like, I always like was fascinated by acting, but I didn't care enough about it. So like our project in drama was to do like a 5-minute scene. And the girl I was assigned with, like she poured her heart into it. And I didn't study at all. I
could not have cared less.
I think
you were afraid. I think you did care.
Yeah. Oh, no. I left her out to dry, man. Like we went in there and she was like, do you know your lines? And because it was my senior year. So
and you were like, Julie, no.
Yeah. We only practiced a kiss. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and Julie's like, John's been kissing me for 6 months.
What was the scene? Do you remember the scene?
I can't exactly remember, but it was
you should be made to redo it now.
A Robin Williams scene. Robin Williams scene. He was at a funeral and he's dressed funny and I don't remember.
We should figure out what that scene is, and Sean should 100% have to do this tomorrow.
Sean, get ready to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow you have to act out the scene.
Same time,
exact
be ready.
Same time. Yeah. All right, if you had drama with your drama, 1-800-330-9999. What was a drama with your drama? If you were in theater when you were in school, every production had drama behind it, right? Yeah.
I would think so, right? I mean, because there's ambition there. People want a part. Other people are coasting, other people are giving it their all, and yet they just can't hit the mark. It seems very dramatic to me.
The drama I'm having with my daughter right now, she's a freshman in high school, and her high school offers improv, and I have never been so excited for anything in my entire life. And she keeps reminding me that I have no part of it.
Don't go to high school anymore.
I was like, can you just ask them if I can be involved? And what? She's like, Ma, no.
Right. Why would you be involved?
Because
why?
It's like everything I want. It's everything I want to do again. Yeah. I miss it. I miss that stuff. What was the drama with your drama? 1-800-330-9999. Bobby, what was the drama with your drama?
Well, I was one of the very few guys, and straight guys at that. So by the end of the year, I had dated almost every girl in class, and it made for a very interesting and intense end of the year.
I mean, if you're the guy that's bold enough to wear tights, right, and go on stage and sing and pirouette and stuff like that. You know what?
Why do you think that every theater guy is wearing tights and pirouettes?
I'm just saying,
there's
an attractive bit to being the person that puts yourself out there. And in high school, as a guy, you don't typically do that. I mean, at least during my times, that wasn't something that happened all the time.
No,
right?
I think that has changed drastically over the years. Like,
okay.
Walking into like the theater of my daughter's high school, it was a lot more even. And even the last play they just did, there were many more male leads than there were female leads.
Really?
Yeah. So
Was it a football play?
It was not a football play.
Okay. Raven.
It was not.
Seems strange.
Yeah. But I could understand being like the guy back in the day when you're one of the few theater guys.
Sure.
You date all the girls.
Like, it's like star quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like being John Mayer in high school and being in the band, right? You know that you know.
Based on his interviews, we know what his behavior was. Yes. You weren't the John Mayer of your high school, were you? Because, you know, that seems a little bit deplorable.
No, it was not that bad.
All right.
Amy, how about you? What was the drama, your drama?
We had this director came in from, like, a local theater. And was like, it was like this huge deal. Like, oh, my God, we're going to have this real, actual director come in. But he hated us, and he sat us down one day, and he goes, you know, I was thinking about the play last night, and I started to doubt myself as a director, and I realized that, no, wait, I'm a great director. It must be you guys.
Wow.
And he gave us a 45-minute speech. We're like 14 years old, just like trying our hardest.
Oh, my God.
Like, about how we're garbage. And, like,
oh, my gosh.
We don't know what we're doing. We're like, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. We're 14. Tell us what to do.
You know what? I mean, theater people can be very, let's be honest,
intense.
Not all of them. Yes, not all, but some.
Theater directors are intense. And I can imagine that if you're not giving them what they want.
Oh, my gosh. But you're 14, yeah. Like you said.
We're just tiny little kids.
Yeah, I don't know why any of you chose this class. Maybe
go
you should
into
rethink
medicine.
This.
Go into medicine. Pick something else. Something easier.
I can't.
Well,
work
that director
like this.
Is dead now. So
yeah.
Wow, killed him.
Yep, pretty much.